بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. خدمة المفطرين الصائمين في سبيل الله. أخرج مسلم رحمه الله عن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: كنا مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في السفر، فمنا الصائم ومنا المفطر. قال: فنزلنا منزلا في يوم حار، أكثرنا ظلا صاحب الكساء، ومنا من يتقي الشمس بيده. قال: فسقط الصوامون وقام المفطرون، فضربوا الأبنية وسقوا الركاب. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ذهب المفطرون اليوم بالأجر. وأخرجه البخاري عن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: كنا مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أكثرنا ظلا من يستظل بكسائه، وأما الذين صاموا فلم يعملوا شيئا، وأما الذين أفطروا فبعثوا الركاب وامتهنوا وعالجوا. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ذهب المفطرون اليوم بالأجر. الصوم في سبيل الله، صوم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والصحابة في سبيل الله مع شدة الحر. أخرج مسلم عن أم الدرداء رضي الله عنها قالت: قال أبو الدرداء رضي الله تعالى عنه: لقد رأيتنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في بعض أسفاره في يوم شديد الحر، حتى إن الرجل لا يضع يده على رأسه من شدة الحر، وما فينا صائم إلا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعبد الله بن رواحة رضي الله تعالى عنه. وفي رواية أخرى له عن أم الدرداء عن أبي الدرداء رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال: خرجنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في شهر رمضان في حر شديد فذكره. وأخرج مسلم أيضا عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: كنا نغزو مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في رمضان، فمنا الصائم ومنا المفطر، فلا يرد الصائم على المفطر ولا المفطر على الصائم، يرون أن من وجد قوة فصام فإن ذلك حسن، ويرون أن من وجد ضعفا فأفطر فإن ذلك حسن. صوم عبد الله بن مخرمة يوم اليمامة رضي الله عنه. وأخرج ابن عبد البر في الاستيعاب عن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال: قال: أتيت على عبد الله بن مخرم رضي الله تعالى عنه سريعا يوم اليمامة، فوقفت عليه فقال: يا عبد الله بن عمر، هل أفطر الصائم؟ قلت: نعم. قال: فاجعل في هذا المجن ماء لعلي أفطر عليه. قال: فأتيت الحوض وهو مملوء ماء، فضربته بحجفة معي، ثم اخترفت فيه فأتيت به فوجدته قد قضى نحبه. وأخرجه أيضا ابن أبي شيبة والبخاري في التاريخ كما في الإصابة. قال: وأخرجه ابن مبارك في الجهاد من وجه آخر. وأخرج ابن أبي شيبة في مصنفه بسند حسن عن قيس بن أبي حازم عن مدرك بن عوف الأحمسي قال: بينما أنا عند عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه إذ أتاه رسول النعمان بن المفرد ابن مقرن، فسأله عمر عن الناس، فذكر من أصيب من المسلمين. قال: وقال: قتل فلان وفلان وآخرون لا نعرفهم. فقال عمر: لكن الله يعرفهم. قالوا: ورجل اشترى نفسه، يعنون عوف ابن أبي حية الأحمسي أبا شبيل. قال مدرك بن عوف: يا أمير المؤمنين، والله خالي يزعم الناس أنه ألقى بيده إلى التهلكة. فقال عمر رضي الله عنه: كذب أولئك، ولكنه اشترى الآخرة بالدنيا. قال: وكان أصيب وهو صائم، فاحتمل وبه رمق، فأتى فأبى يشرب حتى مات. وقد تقدم حديث محمد بن حنفية في تحمل شدة العطش. قال: ورأيت أبا عمر بن الأنصاري رضي الله تعالى عنه وكان بدريا عقبيا أحديا وهو صائم يتلوى من العطش، وهو يقول لغلامه: ويحك ترسني، فترسه الغلام حتى نزع بسهم نزعا ضعيفا. فذكر الحديث وفيه: فقتل قبل غروب الشمس. My respected elders and brothers, there are a few incidents from the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum regarding fasting in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are very, very close to the Mubarak month of Ramadan. So many of us, we have this, that Ramadan, striving in the path of Allah is difficult, and we have to be at home to be able to have our sehri and iftar and tarawih and Quran khatam, etc., etc. But Mawlana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali brought this chapter and another chapter ahead, few pages ahead as well, about how the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, they strove in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala whilst they were fasting. And we can understand the heat of Makkatul Mukarrama, the heat of Arabia. But despite that, despite the severe heat and the lack of provisions as well, they still strove in the path of Allah ta'ala fasting. When the time came to break their fast, they broke the fast. And it was not only it was nafil, at times it was the first fast of the month of Ramadan. So we'll go through this hadith, through these incidents. The first one, Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala says that we were with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a journey. Some of us were fasting on that journey, that trip, and some of us were not fasting. He says we came to a certain place to take a rest. It was a very, very hot day, and most of us were trying to protect ourselves from the sun by using some cloth, some chadar, some shawl over our heads, because it was extremely hot and there was no shade anywhere. He says some of us who didn't have any cloths, then we were using our hands to shade ourselves from the intense sun, from the heat of the sun. He said those that were fasting at that day, on that day, say they fell down, they could not move further. But those that were not fasting, they stood up to make khidmat. They were fit, they had the strength, they had the stamina. He says that they pitched the tent, they gave the animals water to drink, and they made all the various khidmat of those that were fasting and of the other sahaba. So he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, today those that were not fasting, they have gone far ahead in terms of gaining reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Bukhari mentions from Anas radiallahu ta'ala, and he says that we were with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, similar narration, and most of us, because of the extreme heat, we were shading ourselves with some cloth, some shawl. And those that were fasting, they could not do much. But those that were not fasting, they took the animals for grazing, and they exerted themselves. They tended to those that were sick. They nursed those that were ill, that were sick. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, today, those that were not fasting, they've gone far ahead with their reward. Another incident, Hazrat Umm Darda radiallahu anha narrates from her husband Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala. He says, I was with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on some of his journeys, and it was extremely hot day. In one instance, it was so hot that a man would put his hand over his head to protect himself from the heat of the sun. He says, on that journey, no one was fasting except for two people, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala. In another narration it comes, she says that her husband Abu Darda says, we came out with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and it was Ramadan. The first incident doesn't mention Ramadan, but the second one says it was the month of Ramadan and it was extremely hot, and no one was fasting except Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Another narration comes that it was Ramadan, we were strove with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Ramadan. Some of us were fasting, some of us were not fasting. But those that were fasting were not irritated or upset or angry on those that were not fasting. And the other way also, those that were not fasting, they were not upset or angry with those that were fasting. Those who found that they had the strength, they fasted, that was best for them. Those who found they did not have the strength, they were a bit weak, they did not keep the fast, that was best for them. Another narration, another incident, and Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he says, Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu says that I came to Abdullah ibn Makhrama, and he was lying on the ground on the battle of Yamama, he was injured. I came by him, so he saw me, he said, oh Abdullah ibn Umar, have the people that were fasting, have they broke their fast? I said, yes, they all broke their fast. He said, okay, take this shield of mine, this wooden shield, and get me some water, please. So he says, I went to the pond, I went to the hose, to the well, and it was filled with water. So I took my leather shield, I scooped up some water, and I came to him. By the time I came to him, I found that he had already passed away. And he passed away, he left this world. Whilst he was fasting, he did not even have the chance to break his fast. Another incident also, where Umar radiallahu ta'ala, someone The messenger of Nu'man ibn Muqarrin came and he asked Umar radiallahu anhu, asked him about the people. So he said, some people were injured in a certain battle. The so-and-so is injured, so-and-so is hurt, so-and-so is killed. Some names he took, people knew. Some names he took, people didn't know the names of those people. So Umar radiallahu anhu says, okay, maybe we don't know them, but Allah tabarak wa ta'ala knows everyone. So Allah will definitely reward those that are striving, that are giving their lives. Then they make mention about another person, and they spoke about him, and they said, they spoke about him, and they were referring to Auf ibn Abi Hayya. They said, this person, yeah, he looks like he took his own life away. He looks like he killed himself. He threw himself into destruction. He could have avoided death, but he went into the thick of the battle, and he threw himself into destruction. So this Mudrik ibn Auf says, oh Amir al-Mu'mineen, he is my uncle. And the people are thinking, uncle here refers to my aunt's husband, Khalu. He says, people think that he killed himself, committed suicide, or went into destruction because he threw himself in the battle and he went till he was killed. Umar said, these people, they don't know what they are talking, they are speaking lies. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala knows. This person, in reality, he purchased his place in Jannat. He has purchased his akhirat. And then he mentioned about him that he was injured whilst he was fasting. So they carried him. When they carried him away from the battlefield, he still had some signs of life in him. But when they offered him water, he refused to drink till he passed away in that condition. You know, in Islam, we get shahadat. A person is shaheed. There are many types of shaheed. But the highest level of shaheed is that person who does not benefit from anything in the worldly life. In other words, if he's injured, he does not take any medication till he passes away. And if he is on the battlefield also and he's thirsty and his need for water or food, he does not have anything. That's the highest level of shaheed. So even if someone does take medication or drink some water or some food, doesn't mean he's not a shaheed. But these sahaba were so eager to get that highest level of shahadat that they were not prepared to take anything on the battlefield. Another incident, this incident has passed in a few pages back also. They're just making reference to it. They're talking about Muhammad ibn Hanafiya mentions that I saw Abu Amr al-Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he was such a sahabi. Now here is another very subtle point also. He described a sahabi. So if today we want to describe one of our satis, what will we say? That he is this person, he drives this kind of car, or he got this shop here, or he got this job here. So how will they describe the sahaba? How would they? He says that وَكَانَ بَدْرِيًا عَقَبِيًا أُحَدِيًا, that this sahabi, who they're talking about? Abu Amr al-Ansari. He says he took part in Badr. He was there in Bay'atul Aqaba. He took part in Uhud. He didn't miss these campaigns. And he says he was fasting in this one particular ghazwa, one battle. He was fasting and he was restless out of thirst. He told his slave that, what is wrong with you? Where's my shield? So the slave passed him the shield, or maybe shaded him with the shield. And then when he felt a bit cool, a bit relaxed, in that condition, restlessness, he took out an arrow, and with weakness, very, very weak, he just shot that arrow a little bit with whatever he could manage. And this part is not mentioned here, but the other place where it is mentioned, it comes that he shot that arrow and it just went a little distance. And then he says, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that whoever shoots an arrow in Islam, whether that arrow hits the object, reaches his target, or does not reach his target, that is enough for that man's forgiveness. So he says he just shot that to make amal, to practice on the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he's mentioned that he passed away. He was killed in that battle. He passed away before the sun could set, and he was fasting. So these are the incidents. There's a lot of more over here. Sahaba striving the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in Ramadan. There's a whole chapter about striving the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in Ramadan. Badr took place, 17 Ramadan, they came out. Sahaba, how many were fasting, how many Ansaris. All this is mentioned here in the first chapter. That is why our elders tell us in our free time, whenever we can, our infiradi time, we should read from the Hayat of Sahaba. And this is to motivate us, to show us what was the life of the sahaba, what they kept in front, what was their goal. This is the ideal. We have to keep this in front as well. Allah Pak give us tawfiq. There's another hadith that comes, I'd like to share one or two hadith. This hadith comes in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Ibn Majah. Adal Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man sama yuman fi sabilillah, ba'adallahu wajhahu anin nar sab'ina kharifa. That person who fasts one day in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will distance his face from the fire of Jahannam, means distance the person from the fire of Jahannam, the distance of 70 years, sab'ina kharifa. Another hadith, Abu Umama radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من صام يوما في سبيل الله جعل الله بينه وبين النار خندقا كما بين السماء والأرض كما بين السماء والأرض. This hadith comes in Tirmidhi. That person who fasts one day in the path of Allah Tabarak wa Taala, Allah Tabarak wa Taala will make between him and the fire of Jahannam a trench. Between him and the fire of Jahannam a trench, and that trench is the distance between the skies and the earth. May Allah give us tawfiq, beloved brothers. Mubarak month of Ramadan is coming. Mubarak and blessed to those who, mashallah, are taking out their jamaahs and they are striving in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. They've got their programs, they are made that now, mashallah, we'll go, we'll spend the Eid. If we have not yet started and we're going to start now, then Eid will be out in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala also. Those who started earlier, then of course they'll come back. Maybe if their time finishes, they'll come back for Eid. But if our time did not finish, let us complete our time. Our time is an amanat. We will find that for deen, there is no such thing as I have to make it back home for Eid, or I must make sure I'm there Eid. If you are out in the path of Allah for a noble cause, then Eid will be out in that path of Allah. The man, many of us, mashallah, many we find our families, they go for Umrah. Then we see they spend the Eid also in the month of Ramadan. When they go, they spend the Eid in Makkah. They don't rush back to come. Because out Eid in the path of Allah, also you'll get the reward for that. But the one who's out for dunya, then he'll want to rush. Someone is out on some business trip, he'll want to rush back, I want to make my Eid at home. So we all, if we are out in the path of Allah and our time is not finished, then let us make a niyat. Our time is amanat. We gave that 40 days or 4 months for Allah. If Eid has to come out, it will be out in the path of Allah. Everyone will be our guest, we'll be someone's guest. But if we are out in the path of Allah, we'll be Allah's guest. And His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's guest. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq, inshallah. And the last resort, if we cannot come out for 40 days or 4 months, we're not out, at least we make our ashra, our 10-day jamaas for the Mubarak month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, every halka has been given a takaza, a nearby halka or some halka, to make an effort and to go there in the path of Allah to spend 10 days, inshallah. So we should make fikr for our jamaas. Dear beloved brothers, we know, mashallah, this Sunday will be our provincial fikr for the whole of Natal. So alhamdulillah, Saatis, we reminded before Isha also in the halkas. But now let us go back in our areas and make fikr, inshallah, on all the brothers in our masjids and our musallas and our halkas. Every person to attend the Sunday fikr, inshallah. Important fikr that took place in the South African Mashura last week will be discussed. Ramadan fikr and lots of other fikrs, inshallah, will all be put forward in our takazas and azaims. So inshallah, this will take place on this Sunday, inshallah, from 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock, inshallah. So the program will start at 6, so we must be here before that, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And inshallah, beloved brothers, next week, Friday, there's a possibility that Taraweeh Salah may be on Friday, next Friday. So whatever the case will be, whether there'll be Taraweeh Salah or there won't be Taraweeh Salah, we'll only come to know Friday after between Maghrib and Isha or whatever that time. So the Shab Guzari program for next week, Friday, will be as normal. After Asr will be the Bayan, after Maghrib will be the main Bayan. And Isha will not be delayed. Keep this in mind, inshallah. Next Friday, either way, whether the moon is sighted or not sighted, Isha Salah will be on time. If the moon is sighted, then those of us that have to perform Taraweeh will go to our areas to perform our Taraweeh, and Hayat of Sahaba will take place after Taraweeh in Masjid Hilal, inshallah. And if the moon is not sighted, then the Hayat of Sahaba will take place as normal, inshallah. So keep this in mind. And in the month of Ramadan, the tartib will be that after Asr, on a Friday, the program will take place, the bayan will take place, then the saatis will go to the areas, inshallah, perform the taraweehs, whatever, and come back. The hayat of sahaba will take place after the hilal taraweeh, inshallah, and the program, or we can say maybe the main program or an important program will take place on Saturday morning after Fajr, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Now, beloved brothers, we all go down, inshallah. We eat the sunnat manner without wasting, and inshallah, we make ikram also. When we finish also, we clear up. And eat where there is dasarkhan. The dasarkhan is there to protect the food. The food falls down, we pick it up, clean it, and we eat it. We don't waste, inshallah. Take a little or take little, so we don't waste, inshallah. And then also, inshallah, we sleep. We sleep on the masjid floor. Enough place for all of us to sleep, inshallah, over here. And we put something down and then sleep, inshallah. We try to sleep early, Sleep early so that we can wake up early, inshallah. Tahajjud ends at 4:18. That's the last time, 4:18. So wake up half an hour, 45 minutes before that. Whatever we can manage, read as much rakats as we can manage. Quran Sharif tilawat, zikr and dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is a time where Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala comes down to the lowest heaven. Allah give us tawfiq. Then azan will take place at Subah Sadiq, inshallah. And Fajr Jamaat here will be at 5:15, inshallah. So between Fajr and Subah Sadiq and Fajr, enough time to finish all our ma'amulat, all our wazifas, our Quran Sharif tilawat, our zikr, askar. Everything can be done before Fajr, inshallah. And after Fajr, we all sit in the bayan, inshallah. And then those being out in the path of Allah will go, and the balance can return home, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyina Mulana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi Sayyidina wa Nabiyina Mulana Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Rabbi ighfir wa arham wa afu wa takarram wa tajawaz amma ta'lam innaka antallahul azizul akram. Allahumma inna nastaghfiruka wa nastahdik. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-huda wa al-taqwa wa al-afafa wa al-ghina. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wa al-afiyah wa al-mu'afat al-da'imah fi al-deen wa al-dunya wa al-akhirah wa al-fawza bil-jannah wa al-najata min al-nar. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min kulli khairin ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adaka minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa antal musta'an wa alayka al-balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi Sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Alhamdulillah.